This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Tick-tock. I don't have to tell you what that is, right? That's a clock. That clock is ticking on every single one of us. And that's been the theme of the show today. The fact that the clock is ticking. Every day we wake up, we fight a battle. And we can waste our time or we can spend our time on things that we want to do. In pursuit of something bigger, something better. And right now, we're wasting time. And the reason why we're wasting time is we don't nip things in the bud. I've complained about this with the Republican Party for the better part of a decade, saying, why do you guys not go to the source of the issue? People are lying about the Republican Party and what it has done in the history of this country. Democrats have usurped what the Republican Party did in freeing blacks and have taken it over and carry the mantle of being the party of freedom for black people when it's quite the opposite. Not only did Democrats enslave blacks back in the middle 1800s and prior, they continue to. And the way they do it today is much more ruthless and much more sinister because it's buried in all of their legislation and the things that they do. They pretend to help. And it's a shame that we allow it to happen, because if we didn't, we would be so much better off as human beings and citizens of the United States, because we wouldn't be fighting this daily scourge of moronism. Is that the word I want to use? I mean, we fight lunatics every single day over nonsensical issues. It floors me what we end up talking about. I want to talk about a message from Kathy, a lady that met me at an anniversary party in Herman, Missouri. And she listens to me on another show that I'm a guest on every week. And she writes, this is my gripe for blacks. Where is the outrage by the black community for the depiction of blacks as violent, ignorant, immoral, father-denying males, immoral, stupid, slovenly, crude females, on all of these talk shows and judge shows? Why is Black Lives Matter, the NAACP, and others who want to discuss race all the time not in a rage about that? And she's exactly right. Go look at one of these talk shows and you see the craziest. The reason why when people talk about a dude having 12, you know, kids by 7 different women, and they're talking about Ray Ray, is because that's what's depicted. That same thing happens in the white community, not to maybe to the extent of blacks, but we talk about it in the black community because we see these crazy women who go on TV and it's, you are not the father, you are not the father. They'll bring 6 guys in to determine paternity over 1 child. Or they'll have 3 children and it turns out that the dude is not the father of any of them. I mean, these are the shows we have. So, Kathy, you nailed it. You know, and this is the outrage that I discuss all the time. These are the things that drive me crazy in the black community, because I don't want my kids thought of that way. By the way, they're nowhere close. And to be honest with you, I don't think about what is happening in the black community in the sense of, well, Kevin, you know, if you get pulled over by a cop, you know, you're going to have the same thing. I get it. And so I comply, I behave, I show decorum, I show respect for the police. And that's my small way of helping. Because in the big scheme of things, what am I, one guy, going to do to change that other than what I'm already doing? So I can do no more. I can only do what I'm doing here to make people understand that I don't think that way, and then I live it. I live my behavior. I live, practice what I preach, I guess would be the best way to put it. So what's wrong, you know, with the world when we can't get other people to understand that, you know, actions speak louder than words? Remember I was telling you guys, we did a show on truisms. Actions speak louder than words. And so I get up every morning. And let me tell you, my biggest frustration in life is I want to enjoy it. Now, the only way I've been able to enjoy life, I mean, I'm not talking about, you know, what, you know, kids and family and things like this. I'm talking about outside of that. How do you explore your inner you? What do you want to do? I mean, unless you like living vicariously through the National Geographic Channel or something, don't you want to go live life instead of watching it? I know I do. So if the idea for me is to go and hike the Himalayas, then I don't want to watch it. I want to go do it. But you can't do it if you're spending all your time trying to save humanity. Now, I'm not trying to put it all on my shoulders. I mean, there are many others fighting the good fight. But we've got to what I'm trying to get you guys to understand is that when we collectively pool our resources, do the Vulcan mind meld, and we all put our our stuff together, we become strong enough to where we can push back the scourge of leftism, progressivism, to the point where life can continue in a normal fashion. I don't want to spend the next whatever number of years the good Lord's giving me to wake up every day fighting nonsense, going against the grain of, I'm happy to go against the grain of these idiots, but I'm saying I want to flow with something that makes sense. I want to flow with a nation that understands that the wealth should be in the hands of its populace, not in the hands of bureaucrats, not in the hands of a very powerful few who are trying to pull the levers of things and have no concern for fellow man. Look, if you go out and you earn your wealth and you decide you're going to go out, you know, you're going to have businesses and help people with charities and with your charitable efforts and things like that, congratulations. But if you're a George Soros who is just manipulating world governments, I don't understand you. It drives me crazy. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about today. Obamacare's in the news. And they've shifted the subject away from the important things over the weekend. And, John Conyers, Hillary Clinton's tie to the Russians, Obama's complicit nature with them, the DNC, Podesta, and a host of other things. They aren't talking about this amazing economy and things like this because they're wanting to shift the subject away. They want us talking about petty issues like Piegate for Sarah Sanders. I'm not discussing Piegate.
Did she really make the pie? Was she trying to poison it?
Well, I don't even know what the subject was about. I just thought, this is crazy. There are too many other things we need to be talking about, and we will.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Finishing up on that subject, I was talking about women and, you know, why do we have these separate reality shows where the bachelorette gets a choice of bachelors, the bachelor gets a choice of bachelorettes. I think you're going to see one day when they say, we have a reality show, a guy is going to pick his mate, and you're going to see his mates are going to be other guys, they're going to be girls, they're going to be transsexuals, and the whole deal. Y'all think I'm kidding. I think you're going to see that. A girl, why bother? What does the gender have to do with the subject matter when you can just, you know, blur the line, so to speak? I was going to do a cross between skew and blur. Sklubur the lines. Because that's what we're doing. We're blurring the lines. And at the end of the day, here's what I think from a women's movement perspective. Put a woman, they wanted Annika Sorenson to play on the male, the PGA, the men's tour. And I think she played at one point, played one session or whatever. She got crushed. She can't hit the ball as far. She's got a great finesse game, but she got crushed. Nancy Lieberman Klein, a friend of mine, when she was Nancy Lieberman, she wanted to play basketball with the guys. Nancy taught me how to play ball. That girl can ball. but I'm never going to be in the NBA. And Nancy couldn't, there's no way she could compete with the guys. She, it was a farce. She was going to, I think she might have been the first woman to play basketball with guys, like in a guys league or something. I'm not exactly sure, but it's something like that. And so here's the thing. If women want this feminism, then you know what? Dissolve your leagues and stick your women in with the guys. Let Ronda Rousey go fight at her weight with guys. Let, what's her name? Williams, Serena Williams. Get rid of the women's league and go let all these women go play against Djokovic and Federer. By the way, Roger Federer just connected with me. He did. Yeah, we're now electronic friends. I couldn't believe it. Roger said, hey, you want to be my friend? I was like, of course, baby. I go to Switzerland this summer. I'll come hang out with you. That'd be nice. Yeah, Federer actually wanted to connect with me. I was flattered by that. I like Roger Federer. I think he's one of the best tennis players ever. But here's my point. If women want to do things the way guys do it and stop talking about gender. Carly Fiorina, you want to be president? Get in there with the dudes. Hillary Clinton, get in there with the dudes and don't talk about women. Just get in there and start doing it. I want to see Serena Williams go play in the men's league and don't talk to me about women. Just start playing. I want to see any woman that wants to run track go do it. Because here's the deal. Guys are going to lose in gymnastics. I don't think there's a guy that could do the balance beam better than Olga Corbett and whatever, some of these other girls. Nadia Comaneci. Because I'm going to tell you, this dude ain't doing the 4-inch beam. I'll leave that to them leftist eunuchs to do it, because I'm not doing it. I rather like my naughty bits. The point is, there are going to be sports that went shooting sports. Women, they're very good at shooting sports, man. There are going to be sports where women are like, bring it. Bring it, dude. What? Who are you, Kevin Jack? Bring it, boy. I'm like, oh, girl, not me. No. You go and do your thing. Do your thing. But then there are other sports where they're going to be marginalized. I mean, that's my only point. We continue to give the feminist movement its cake and let it eat it too. They want to have separate but equal. See, that's what happened with black folks. Separate but equal. That's what the quite frankly, the racists wanted. See, women want separate but equal, but it's not really equal because they cherry pick us. They want separate but equal for blacks, but you know what they were doing? They were cherry picking us. Here, this is a black neighborhood. This is a white neighborhood. Cherry picking. Why don't we have assimilation? Isn't that what's best for America? If you want to have no gender roles whatsoever, I don't want to hear about Bruce Caitlin's issues as if they're separate and distinct. They're one issue. I don't want to hear about your LGBT. They're one issue. We allow them to have their cake and eat it too. That's what I'm telling you. We got to stop it. You know, they got the whole program in college around female sports. I don't know, Title VIII or something like that. It's Title something. And it created all these sports for women. Why? Oh, let me answer that for you, feminists. Because women were not as good at sports as guys were. Get a woman in baseball. They're talking about, when are we going to have the first female woman in baseball, in professional baseball? You know how you can get there quicker? Get them trying. There's a video of a little chick playing football. This chick is awesome. This little girl makes these little boys look like they're, I mean, they look like, you know, like, I don't know, squirrels foraging for nuts. They have no clue where they're going from place to place. Little girl's just, and she'll do that until she's about 14, 15. And then it's over. That's it. Female martial arts. I know a bunch of great female martial artists. Cannot compete with a single one of the top, anywhere close to the top guys that I fought. They can give me a good fight, but then it's over. Comes a point where it ends. I'm saying assimilate. I don't want you to have separate. Right now we're talking, you know, we talk about Planned Parenthood. It's a separate issue, separate entity for women. Because they say, no, their women have female reproductive issues. Well, doesn't it go to logic that men have male reproductive issues? We allow them. They cherry pick. Has anybody looked at this at all? That's what got me upset with Donald Trump when he's like, well, the Planned Parenthood's really two things. They do the abortions, which I hate, and then they can do the other thing, and it helps women. Really? Okay, so that being the case, Donald, what helps men? Oh, we don't need to help men, right? We can just die on the vine. No, we can't. And oh, by the way, women are helped in other places. You want to know where? In the same place where men and children are helped. Why are we separating it? Because we've gotten used to allowing them to cherry pick. I want to go to a feminist forum, and I want to talk to some of these, you know, feminazis, and I want to tell them, you tell me what it is. Why do you deserve something better? I thought you were equal. I said, why do you need title whatever for girls in sports? Yeah, oh, I know, because you're not good enough to compete with, you want to know who? Us, the guys. And see, here's the thing. I love you. I think women are amazing. I do. I believe that there are things you are going to beat us at, and we're just going to sit there. I heard a woman can sit against the wall longer than a dude. I don't know why. It's her physiology. Wonderful. If there's a sport for that, women are going to dominate it. I don't think anybody's going to want to watch it, but people, it would dominate. So make it a sport. Find the things that you do that guys will go, dang, besides Rich Housewives, you know, reality shows. Which brings us to a point. Why aren't there some men on the Rich Housewives shows? I'm talking about rich house men. Or rich gay housewives. Or rich transsexual housewives. Or whatever. It all circles in on itself. That's all I'm saying. I didn't think I was going to dedicate this much time to this subject. But it hit me after I talked about it earlier that we're not covering it the way that we need to cover it. I hope you found this as deep as I did. Because I was literally riffing on air. Folks, I gotta take a short break. We are gonna talk about what's happening in Illinois when I come back. Keep it in.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. First Lady Melania Trump is in Texas. She's visiting two facilities that house some of the 2,300 children who've been separated from their parents who entered the country illegally.
We all know they're here without their families. And I want to thank you for your hard work, your compassion, and your kindness you're giving them in this difficult time.
Yesterday, President Trump reversed course on his separation policy at the border. In a cabinet meeting, the president said he's committed to zero tolerance and took aim at Democrats.
We have come up with a lot of solutions, but we have Democrats that don't want to approve anything because that's probably, they think, bad for the election that's coming up. Unfortunately, there are a lot of people suffering.
The House is voting today on two immigration bills. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I love my family, but last week, not so much. They blew through our shared data again. Then we switched to Boost and got unlimited gigs, plus 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line for the whole family for a great price. So now I love them all again. We just needed a switch.
Switch to Boost and get three lines with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month and 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line. Plus get up to three free phones, all on a super reliable, super fast nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 8/31/18. First line's $100 a month. Lines 2 and 3 are $0 a month. Requires one line to port in. Line includes unlimited talk, text, and data. Video streams optimized at up to 480p+. Music at up to 500 kilobits per second. Gaming at up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. Free phones require port in and activation on plans $50 or higher. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Kevin Jackson here. Glad you're with me. I have been dying to talk about this subject because Barack Obama uses this standard little thing, that's not who we are. And it got me to thinking about how he uses that pretty much indiscriminately. And when it's something he wants, he'll say, you know, like, not letting these Muslims, that's just not who we are. And it was funny because as I was thinking about it, I thought, there's got to be somebody that's done something on it. And sure enough, there was. I found an article, and this guy says this. He says, in an emotional moment during his speech at the Islamic Society of Baltimore, Obama described the sense of alienation felt by young Muslims in America and the notion that they would be filled with doubt. He said, questioning their places in this great country of ours. That's not who we are. The moment's power relied on the final string of the words, that's not who we are. It's a staple of rhetoric regarding Syrian refugees, he tweeted, slamming a door in the face of refugees would betray our deepest values. That's not who we are. When Sony pulled the interview from theaters in 2014, he warned, we can't start changing our patterns of behavior because there might be a terrorist attack. That's not who we are. And the guy, the writer of this, says, I could go on. But he says, producer David Rutz created a video of the president saying it 46 times. A speaker as thoughtful as Obama would only use a phrase so often if it served some crucial purpose. But what? Simply put, that's not who we are performs a very difficult rhetoric maneuver. It's a way to call a policy, an idea, or a person un-American without using that harsh term. It subtly conveys what otherwise would be an incendiary claim. And so I want to play that. And after I play that, I want to play something from Oliver North, Colonel Oliver North, that does show who we are. And it got me to thinking about how we should be countering this rhetoric. So I want to play the Obama one first, then I'm going to play Oliver North. And I want you to just think about what they elicit in you.
That's why we must leave these methods where they belong, in the past. They are not who we are, and they are not America. But as Americans, That's not who we are. That's not who we are. That's not what we're about.
No, that's not who we are.
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 And not who we are.
That's 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 not who we are.
Because that's not who we are.
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 No, that's not who we are.
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 It is not who we are.
That's 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 not who we are as a country.
That's not who we are as a country.
That's not who we are.
That's not who we are.
That's not right.
That's not who we are.
It's not right. It's not who we are.
That's not right.
It's not who we are.
That's not right.
It's not who we are.
And that's not right.
That's not who we are.
It's also not who we are as Americans.
That's not who we are.
We are better than that.
Now, if you think Rubio repeats himself, just look at Obama. And every time he says that, it's in a policy that you go, that's stupid. If you were to say, look, we can't take in illegals. We have a border to protect. We can't just bring people in like willy-nilly when we've got people in the legal system. Barack Obama would say, well, we got to bring these people in. That's not who we are. As the writer said, it's a difficult rhetorical maneuver to counter. But we should counter it. Now I want to play Oliver North talking about young men, young military men, and what they're willing to do. You have to see the video. It's an NRA video from a speech that Oliver North gave. And this video encompasses the American spirit better than anything. And unfortunately, I want you to build a visual in your mind as you listen to it, because you need to be seeing some of the things that are going on in order to understand it. But you'll get it. Trust me, you'll get it. And I want you to feel what Oliver North is saying to you about the real Americans.
The average age of the young American serving in uniform today is 20 and a half years of age, making him about 10 months older than his grandfather, who would have served in my war. He's a high school graduate. He's a volunteer. He is brighter, better educated, better trained, led, and equipped than any soldier, sailor, airman, guardsman, or marine of any country in history. He goes to work wearing an 8-pound Kevlar helmet, a 45-pound flak jacket, and today, in Kandahar, it was 110 degrees, and he'll hike up those hills and walk back down them without complaining. He's been taught chemistry and physics and ballistics and avionics and electronics to operate and maintain the most sophisticated weapons and equipment ever designed by the hand and mind of man. He can use his body like a weapon, and his weapon like part of his body. And he can take a life or save one, because he has been so remarkably well trained. The images of the young Marines and soldiers and sailors and airmen going to Bible studies and religious services aren't staged. They're all real. They're all spontaneous, and nearly all of them are initiated by those young Americans in harm's way. When they gather in prayer circles and huddle up before a mission, they're not going out to play football. They are going into mortal combat. And they know that some of them are liable not to come back. And they do it because they have faith. Just for the grins, how many of you raised a teenage boy? I used to do this when Betsy wasn't there, because she eventually told me, I saw you raise your hand. I did that. Think about getting a teenage boy to clean up his own room, do his own laundry, fix his own meals, clean up everything without a size 10 in the backside. And yet that same youngster today washes and mends his own clothing, feeds himself, takes care of cleaning his weapon, cleaning himself. He's totally self-sufficient. The kid who once wouldn't share a candy bar with his little brother now gives away his last drop of water to a wounded comrade, his only MRE to a hungry Afghan kid, and splits his ammo with a mate in a firefight. I always save this one for last when I'm explaining it to young people about who they are, because so few of them know the truth of these youngsters. This is a frame taken from my footage on the 6th of April, 2003. Baghdad is the smoke pall you see in the background. The Marine unit I'm with embedded is the van, the lead element of the attack on the Eastern Corridor. We're about 15 miles outside of Baghdad, and a Republican Guards regiment ambushes this Marine rifle company. They spin their Humvees around, and there is a gunfight that occurs between this regiment and this rifle company. And in the midst of the beaten zone, the area where the intersecting bullets are crossing, a United States Navy corpsman I had first met in Kandahar in 2001 rushes into the battlefield, right through the fire, drags two wounded Marines out, and carries them on his shoulder to a helicopter that's landed in the roadway. And in this footage right here, I am standing on the ramp of that helicopter. And this corpsman, who's rushed now twice before and brought these two wounded back, now has a third one. And off to the right-hand side, as you look at the screen, a Reuters news crew sets up their tripod, and they're videotaping him going in and out. And as this guy staggers back into the gunfight, one of them shouts out, "Hey, mate, what did you do that for? Didn't you notice?" In other words, "You stupid American, didn't you notice that wasn't a Marine?" If you look carefully at that photograph, you'll see that the wounded warrior, who's already been bandaged up by that United States Navy medical corpsman, isn't a Marine. It's a wounded Iraqi soldier. And this U.S. Navy corpsman has rushed into the battlefield to save his life. And so, because it's Flight Company Wayne, I can only put it this way. In response to the Reuters news crew, the Navy corpsman gives them a gesture. You're not supposed to get that part. He gives them a gesture. He says, "Didn't you notice? He was wounded. That's what we do. We're Americans."
I got to tell you, when I see stuff like that, I could not be more proud of our country. When I hear of him talking about these young men, who he's exactly right. There's a bunch of slackers that aren't cleaning up their room, aren't paying attention to their mothers and fathers, aren't looking for jobs. They're just looking for excuses. They're calling themselves victims. And there are young men in harm's way, making sure that everything's squared away, everything about them, because they've been taught it. They've been taught how to become men. And they protect this nation. And that kid that went and saved his two Marines, the medic, and then went and got that Iraqi, that is who we are. And he did it in that Iraqi's territory because that's who America is. He didn't have to do that. You think Barack Obama's going to tout that young man and what he did, his virtue, and that being a virtue of Americans, the type of people that we are? Hell no. He's not going to do it. That is who we are. And the next time I give a speech, I'm going to give it just along those same lines. Because I'm sick of Barack Obama saying, "That's not who we are." We know who we are. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
According to an Environment Ministry document and seven security, environmental, and provincial officials, Iraq is searching for highly dangerous radioactive material stolen last November. If acquired by Islamic State, it is feared that it could be used as a weapon. The material went missing from a storage facility near the southern city of Basra. The facility is owned by U.S. Oilfield Services Company, Weatherford. A spokesman for Iraq's Environment Ministry said he could not speak about the issue due to concerns over national security. Weatherford representatives have declined requests for comment.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Here's Kevin Jackson's show. Always trying to enlighten you on these misconceptions, the idea that government has your best interest in mind. It used to. Government cared about you. Government wanted you to be successful. It wanted you to be part of the American dream. It no longer wants that. Government conspires against you in almost every way. Whether it's protecting our borders, they'll tell you, no. It's compassion to let these people in. Really? So compassion is letting them steal our jobs? Compassion is putting them on a system that's already got its back broken? I'm talking the school system. I'm talking the medical system. I'm talking the welfare system. Building an entitlement mentality under liberalism, as opposed to the way we used to bring people in, it's compassionate to overlook the people who want to get here legally? That's compassion? It's nonsense. We also know our porous borders are the reasons why people are coming in here and have set up terror cells in all 50 states. But no, it's compassion. It's compassionate. When we talk about our debt, our deficit, the things that we spend money on, if we got rid of the people that were at zero productivity because they're coming over here and or they're over here criminally, what do you think it would save us? I have no idea. But I'm going to bet you it's billions of dollars. Then let's look at the jobs that they're currently in that other people who want to get work, what would it be? What would the real unemployment rate drop to if we got rid of everybody who was working here illegally? What would happen if we didn't have the terrorism in our midst because we had been checking our borders and we weren't having to spend billions and billions of dollars on protection? What would happen? I mean, look, there's an absolute financial reason for running our country properly. There's also a philosophical reason, because that's what you should do. But we don't. But let's talk about immigration for a minute. How the government protects you. There's a lady I want to tell you about. And I'm reading from an article from U.S. World Report. It says, if the United States is not careful, then it may soon share more than just one common language with England. It was recently reported that a Slovakian woman and her husband are so in love with England's welfare benefits that they would never consider returning to their native country. The woman has given birth to 11 children and has 11 grandchildren so far. She and her husband receive $40,000 annually in taxpayer-funded benefits. Her husband never works regularly. Her husband commented, this is a quote, I'm not going back. No, not ever. I like it here in England. England gives me a house, give me doctor, school, benefit. England good. Thank you much, England. Thank you very much. And his wife, her name is Katrina Sisarova, she chimed in. I get child benefit, tax credit, housing benefit. I've got a better life here than in my country. I'm never going back to Slovakia. Never. I'm just telling you, folks, we have people living in this country. First of all, forget people immigrating. We have people living in this country currently who are citizens of the United States, who are taking advantage of the system like this. Now, you compound that with the people coming over who are now the new immigrants, the new group of takers, and what do you get? You get identically the same thing. This is where we are in this country. We don't have to wait for it. This guy's saying, hey, this doesn't bode well for the United States. Look, dude, I don't know who, you know, the name of the guy or person who wrote this article. It's already here. 11 children, 11 grandchildren. Now, are these people that have immigrated to England that are kids being productive now? I don't know. Yeah, I can, you know, we can only speculate. But she, with 11 kids, $40,000 coming out of the society, with neither person saying, ever saying, I want to give enough back to have earned my way. I'll put it to you another way. If you run a company and you have a person there and they do nothing, you pay them $40,000 a year, but they add nothing to your company. Based on taxes alone, you better have brought in $100,000 to cover them. 40 to pay them, right? And then you got to pay your taxes and you got to run your company. And that's bare minimum. Retail uses a 3x multiplier minimum on a product in order to break even. When you look at, you know, returns and what they call shrinkage, which is a euphemism for theft, and on and on. You cannot have somebody that's taking that much out of your economy and putting nothing into it. Now, Kevin, they put money into it because they buy stuff. Yeah, I mean, some people look at it. Nancy Pelosi says that when you give people money like that, you make money. Because poor people apparently defy the laws of physics, even economic physics. And for every dollar they make, Pelosi says they give back $1.50 to society. Now, you do the math. If that's the case, let's just give everything away, right? But the fact of the matter is that they don't. It's a drain. Sure, they buy gasoline. Sure, they have to, you know, pay for a few things here and there. They put that money back in. Okay? But don't try to tell me it's cost neutral. It costs money. Any more than if I just gave an employee $40,000 a year and I try to go, well, look, in the scheme of things, it's a break-even pot. How's it break-even? Unbelievable. It says the doling out of welfare benefits in such great amounts that no outside income is required for any necessities of life turns this scenario upside down. A welfare system which allows immigrants to come to our country, to our shores, then receive a place to live, sufficient income to pay for food, utilities, transportation, merely pays people to do nothing to better themselves. See, you should have to fight for that. I would like to see them in a gladiator ring. I mean, you know, Kevin, you're talking about them killing each other. No, whatever. I'm just telling you, I want you'd have to fight for it. Somebody hands you that. The next question is, how can I get more? That would be mine. I'm going to tell you right now, if I went somewhere and somebody said, hey, man, they're giving out $50,000 over there. I go, what for? You know, I'm headed to the line. I'm not going to question them, but I'm going to go, like, what for? I mean, is it possible for me to get two of them? Can I call some people? That's what I'm asking for. Not to question it, not to, well, that's crazy. No, I'm going to get in line. And then my first question when I get up there and they say, well, Mr. Jackson, sign here to get your $50,000. I'm going to say, hey, just out of curiosity, is there a way to get more? I'm going to ask them. If you don't have the answer, I'm going to ask them. Well, you know, it's funny you would ask, Kevin. You're the first person. Yeah. If you can come back and bring a friend, we'll give you a $25,000 bonus. Fantastic. Any limit on friends? I'm going to stretch it. And let me tell you something, folks. Whether you believe it or not, there are people out there who stretch this stuff to the limit. You may look at him as crazy. You may go, oh, man, that dude, he ain't worth nothing. He on the street here. Get that dude to talk to you about welfare. Find out how smart he is. Well, yeah, man, so see what I do. I get my SSI check, then I go over here and I get in the food line, and they give me that, right? And then I get this, and they pay for this here. But they'll only pay for it for a week. Now, if you go with a so-and-so, you can add a couple more days, but that's about it. You know, so you ain't going to get but 9 days on that program. But then, see, there's a whole other fix there. You jump over here and go to the department of such-and-such, and then they'll hook you up for another week or so. Okay? Now, go to the – here's the next thing you do, and this is where you get some extra change. You go to the emergency room. You say you got some pain, right, pain in your back. Then they're going to give you some Oxycontin. They give you that Oxycontin, man, and boom, you get the street. That's worth $150 a pill. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. And then you go back, and you go back 3-4 times a week. And if you do that, man, you could eke out $3,000 a month with Oxycontin. I'm just telling you. How do I know this stuff? It isn't because I sit in the ivory tower. It's because I live in the hood, and I got family and friends that will tell you how to hook it up. Now, I don't have any need for Oxycontin. I'm never going to sell Oxycontin on the street illegal or even in my house illegally. But I'm telling you how people hook it up. Short break. We'll be back.
won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.